The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
New studies have shown that the second fastest growing hobby across the UK for Gen Zers is bird watching. The first, by the way, is jewellery making. It's no longer being considered an old fashioned pastime because record numbers of 16 to 29 year olds are picking up their binoculars. So what's behind the rise, and is it happening here in Ireland as well? I'm joined by Seamus Ong, who is founder of the Young Bird Watchers Ireland Group, and Niall Hatch is here as well of Birdwatch Ireland. It's lovely to have you both with us. Thank you for being here. Seamus, how did you get involved in all of this?
I suppose I was involved in birdwatching from a very young age. You know, I always loved nature and wildlife. Since a very young age, really, I would have always gone out birdwatching. I would have gone to some of the Birdwatch Ireland meetups. You know, there's local branches from Birdwatch Ireland that have different meetups, and I would have, let's say, really always gone to those there, and just loved going out birdwatching. Mm-hmm. And
so it's always been in your life, but mm-hmm. Do you agree that there are more and more young people now who are interested in it?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, there's a good lot of, let's say, there's people who have always been interested, and it's maybe difficult to find some of those young people out there who are interested in birdwatching. But what it seems to be the case is that there's more people out there that genuinely have an interest in maybe, let's say, nature and wildlife. And they're also, when they see other people that are interested, they're also thinking, do you know what, maybe it's something for me, maybe mm-hmm. to go out and experience a bit of wildlife.
Why do you think there's a growing interest in it? What is it that's happening now that's making people think, well, I'll give this a go?
I think personally at the moment, you know, our lives are so busy at the moment, particularly for young people. You know, we're very busy with college, let's say work, you know, there's all exams and, you know, our evening activities, social media. There's such a pressure and around young people's lives at the moment. And I think sometimes we need just a bit of time to reconnect into nature again. And I think there's a real desire for young people to maybe go, whether even if it's a small amount, let's say going out for, let's say, a walk or something like that. And I think slowly what I've been seeing is that particularly through my group and the Young Birdwatchers group, that we find that there's a lot of young people who actually are thinking, yes, I do like going out for a walk, but I never actually noticed how nice it was, let's say, looking at the birds as well. And, you know, I never really appreciated before. And I think that's what we're slowly seeing, that there's more and more young people actually mm-hmm. through their interest coming into nature, that they're actually also into birds.
Well, can you describe to me now a good bird watching session? What's it like?
Okay, so I suppose for 2 weeks ago, our group, so we decided we'd go out to Lochbora in Offaly, which is a bogland out there. And one of our things, we're going to try and look for the grey partridge, quite a rare bird that's only located in Lochbora there in Ireland. So we went out there. There was about 10 of us that went out, and we kind of carpooled out there. It's our group is very much, let's say, grassroots up, very organic, mm-hmm. how it's grown, you know.
And you go out early in the morning?
Yeah, we do sometimes. Not too early, I suppose, because we're still trying to get some of the new people involved, you know. So we can't. We're trying to be as accommodating as possible, but we'd certainly go out and the last day we spent, let's say, I'd say the whole day nearly out there walking around.
So you're walking, you're not in one place, you're walking mm-hmm. around looking for the partridge.
Yeah, we do kind of, let's say, we'd spend a bit of time, like we were about in an hour, let's say, in a certain location, you know, maybe just watching and seeing what we could see, you know, listening as well to different birds. Uh-huh. You know, some of us know the song calls as well to them, you know. So
do you record the sounds that you hear?
Yes, so some of us do, yeah. And then also there's a lot of us are would be interested in, let's say, nature photography as well. So taking photographs of the birds as well. So,
and did you find the fella you were looking for, the partridge?
We didn't on this occasion, but we saw a white throat as well, which is one of the summer visitors that came in, you know, to Ireland. So that was a good find for us.
Well, Niall, this is why it's great in Ireland to go bird watching, isn't it? Because we're the crossroads of the world for many birds that move around.
Oh, exactly right. We punch well above our weight when it comes to bird species here in this country. For a relatively small country, we have almost 500 bird species have been recorded here. Many of those are very rare, and they're sort of like the prize for bird watchers going out to try and find find them. But things change with the seasons as well. And this is a particularly beautiful time of year to do it because of all the bird song. People find it very relaxing, very meditative. And we're finding people of all ages coming to birdwatching. I think, especially since COVID, there has been a big increase. I think that a lot of people came to appreciate the mental and physical health benefits of being immersed in nature, particularly in bird song and mm-hmm. birdwatching during COVID. And it's maintained.
And are you seeing that there are more people interested in it, younger people interested in it?
Very much so. So we're seeing lots more family memberships to Birdwatch Ireland. We're seeing a lot more college students taking an interest, setting up societies and groups and asking us to go and help and assist with walks and also doing survey work too. There's quite a lot of young people thinking now of careers in nature, conservation or surveying. So we're training them up in survey skills. And there's lots of volunteer surveys Birdwatch Ireland runs that people can do. We're finding more and more people in their teens and 20s now doing that compared to previously.
I have people, a lot of people recommending this app, the Merlin Bird ID app. Are you both aware of that?
Yep, it's very good. It's by Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology and it helps to identify bird song and also bird photographs too. So it's absolutely excellent.
So what do you do? Do you record your sound and
yes.
add it to the app?
That's right. There's a button you push on it and it's a free app. You download it, you push a button on it, and then it analyses the sound and it identifies the bird song.
Oh, that's
you.
Very handy, isn't it?
And I'd be remiss not to mention Birdwatch Ireland has its own app as well, based specifically on Ireland. It's called Birds of Ireland Field Guide. And you can see the pictures of the birds there and learn about their habits and when you'll see them in Ireland, those kind of things. So it's, mm-hmm. yeah, lots of resources.
I mean, if I was going out as a complete novice now, I wouldn't have a clue what I was hearing or what I was seeing. So how do you get started?
There's several ways and there's no wrong way to enjoy watching birds or experiencing birds. Some people like to go out and just enjoy this natural symphony of bird song or see colourful creatures. Others like to put names to them. You can get field guides, you can get all sorts of books and online resources. But I'd say that the very best way is to go out with people who are already experienced. Mm-hmm. Bird watchers tend to be an exceptionally friendly group of people. Maybe I'm a bit biased, but we do tend to be very welcoming. We're all beginners once and we're very keen to share that knowledge. And so through Birdwatch Ireland branches, we have 26 of these around the country. They run over 450 events throughout the year. Give it a go. Come along, take part, and also join Birdwatch Ireland. Help to contribute to help us save those birds, but also get knowledge and information from all our publications.
A great way to sell it, Seamus, is that it is like a real life Pokemon hunt. Tell me why.
Yeah, so I suppose one of the things really, like you're going around and they're looking for different birds. There's different species, of them. And I think for a lot of the new members as well, that's what they've kind of almost described it as.
What they've grown up with, right?
Yeah, they would have possibly just, they'd be looking at the different birds and they would maybe say, oh God, my gosh, this is actually like Pokemon. We see a blue tit and then we're looking for, the grey partridge. There's always these different species and it almost something that they can maybe relate to a bit.
And do you think it's daunting for people to get started on this? Like, how would you recommend people give it a go?
So, I think basically, as Niall was saying, very much like you can, there's always different ways you can just go out and I think maybe even just start by listening to the bird song. When we're going around living our daily lives, we're constantly immersed in nature. There's always birds around and even getting kind of just starting by appreciating that for ourselves anyway, as I said, we've the Young Bird Watchers group, a group for young people that are interested in bird watching. And it's very much for a welcoming group as well, and we just kind of go out and...
You don't have to be an expert. Yeah, so you can get into this without knowing a thing about it, Niall.
100%. Everyone had to start somewhere. And I was... I remember being a young bird watcher myself, which I could say I still was. But I actually started when I was a toddler. I was just fascinated by birds. I don't remember a time when they weren't very important in my life. And I have to say, they've given me a huge amount in my life as well, in terms of mental and physical health, something to do, something that's taken me all over the world. You get to see... Even within Ireland, you get to see parts of Ireland that most people never experience. So birdwatchers tend to know their own country very, very well. And you meet people from all walks of life as well. It cuts through all demographics.
Does it?
It really does.
Isn't that interesting?
So I remember being, when I was a teenager myself, I would be going in groups, with like bank managers in their 50s and retired barristers and school caretakers and all sorts of people. It was absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. And we all have this shared interest. And I think in the modern world, so many people are looking for connections and common interests and ways to sort of outlets, for socializing. It's a wonderful way to do it.
Have Have you seen, Niall, everything there is to see now in the bird world, or are you still waiting for the Holy Grail?
Oh, you never see everything. That's the thing. There's always something else. So, and I can never turn it off either. So this bird watching thing is always there. So we won't be driving my car and something flies over. Oh my goodness, I haven't seen one of those in a year or whatever. So no, there's always new things. And I think that for a lot of people to find the first occurrence of a particular species in Ireland, that's kind of the Holy Grail. Mm-hmm. So that's something that many of us are looking for. But I must say, I get in just as much pleasure from seeing a very common bird in the garden, perhaps doing something I'd never seen before or behaving in an unusual way. I think that's the
beauty. Robins are all searching for worms at the moment.
Yes.
So that's somewhere to get started. That's where what people want to do. Seamus and Niall, thank you so much for coming in. Lovely to have you both with us. And look, Birdwatch Ireland, I think, is a good place to send people, or Seamus's group, the Young Bird Watchers Ireland group. Get involved in the WhatsApp group and Seamus will bring you out to try and find that partridge maybe down in Offaly again. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you very much.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.